The COVID-19 outbreak at Middle River Regional Jail began in late November, and by the first week of December, over a third of its inmates had tested positive for the virus. Since then, the jail has been testing, each week, every inmate and staff member who tested negative the week before. As of January 11th, the jail says it's had a total of 556 inmates test positive out of the 805 in custody, and 75 staff members have tested positive. Major Eric Young is the Director of Administration at Middle River.
Our numbers, they were high initially, and then we saw them decrease by 100 or so, and then for several weeks it was, you know, where it was we had 60 or 70 inmates testing positive, and then last week we saw it drop even further, where we only had 13 inmates test positive. As for staff, you know, for the past 3 or 4 weeks we've had two or three staff members testing positive, so we're seeing a decrease in the number of positive cases we're getting, and I think it's just the fact that, you know, we've, you know, sort of kept the facility locked down as much as possible, but still maintaining operations that need to happen. Hopefully we're over the worst of the cases.
While only one Middle River inmate has been hospitalized with COVID-19 so far, family and friends of inmates are scared for their loved ones. Kathy Long from Stanton has a nephew in Middle River.
My nephew's baby mama's also in there. And you know, the thing said that the girls did not have COVID. She's had it. And they don't give them nothing to sanitize with. Nothing.
Young explained that while the press release does say, quote, no female inmates tested positive, that was only referring to recent rounds of testing. About 175 of the people incarcerated at Middle River are women.
Initially, we had a large amount of female inmates test positive, but the last 2 weeks, we've had no female inmates test positive.
Medical staff at the jail have already been offered the vaccine, although The Citizen reported on Thursday that only about a quarter of the employees who qualified to be vaccinated had taken it. Inmates are included in Phase 1B of the vaccine rollout, which hasn't yet reached the Shenandoah Valley.
We have had our medical staff offer the vaccine and have had their first shots, and then so we're just waiting to hear from the Department of Health as to when our officer or jail staff will have the access to the vaccine. We sort of understand it may be in the next few weeks.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.